So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hashileach get le'ishtoi. If a husband sends someone as a shliach la'ilacha, an agent to deliver a get to his wife, v'giya b'shliach, oi sh'sholach achrav shliach, and the husband himself, or another shliach whom he sends in his place, then meets the shliach before he delivers the get, v'amar loi, get sh'nasati loch batel hu, and declares the get null and void, hareza batel, the get is thereby voided. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is introducing two novel ideas. Higiyoi loy katanu el higiya. Although he did not pursue the shliach, but merely happened to meet him, we do not assume letzi'uhu de kamachavan, that he only intends to torment her. Rather, we assume that his intentions are sincere and the get is void. Additionally, alima shlichus de basu mishlichus de kama. He can also appoint another shliach to recall the first shliach, and the second shliach is empowered to override the first shliach. The Mishnah continues, Kidim etel ishtoi, o shesholach etzlo shliach. If the husband himself, or a second shliach, contacts the wife before the first shliach reaches her, the Amri la, and he tells her, get sheshalachti loch, batel hu, and voids the get, hareis the batel, the get is indeed void. Here too, the Mishnah is teaching us that we do not assume letzi'ur kamachavan, that he merely intends to torment her, although ledida, he spoke directly to her, additionally, although we certainly assume that he would not inconvenience himself solely to torment her. However, the Mishnah teaches us that he would not send the shliach for this purpose either. The Mishnah continues, if he retracted the get after the woman already received it, it's too late to void the get. The Gemara adds, "Afila de mahadar la mikara libetule." Even if he was actively seeking to void the get before it was delivered, lo yaminan igloi milsa lamafreya libetule batle. It's not voided retroactively because, as Tesis explains, dvarm shabalev in dvarm. His unexpressed intent cannot void the get. The Gemara now cites a braisa that specifies precisely which terms are valid expressions of bittel. Bittel hu iefshi bay dvarv kayamen. The expressions, it is void, and I do not want it, are understood as declarations invalidating the get henceforth, and so they successfully void the get. However, pasalhu, eino get, loya maklum. If he says, it is invalid, or it is not a get, the get is still valid, because he is stating that they are already invalid, and this is simply not true. The Gemara points out that his braisa holds, the batel lishna de levatel mashma. The phrase batelhu connotes nullification from this point onward. However, the Gemara cites another braisa. If someone receives a gift and only then declares matana zu betelehi, ein matana, dvarv kayaman, this gift is void or it is not a gift, the gift is batel, as Rashi explains, haidoi spaldin kimei edim dami, vareyu oimer shalei zachaba. Essentially, he's admitting that the item was never his, and this carries the weight of valid witnesses, therefore, it reverts to its former owner. This braisa indicates batel mi'ikar mashma, that the phrase batelhu is interpreted as a statement regarding the item's prior status. The Gemara explains batel shtei lishonos mashma. The term can be understood either way. Therefore, lishna demahani beikomar, we always assume that his intention is for the meaning that will be effective. Therefore, if he says batelhu regarding a get, we assume dilavatel komar. He is referring to the future and the get is batel. Conversely, when he uses the term regarding a gift, we assume that he intends to invalidate it meikara retroactively, and the gift is not his. The Gemara points out, shliach matana harei k'shliach aget. An agent bearing a gift is comparable to a shliach delivering a get, and the owner can void the shliches because hoylech lav kazachidami. Asking someone to deliver a gift does not imply consent for him to acquire it on behalf of the recipient. Therefore, he can retract the gift before it reaches the recipient. The Gemara now examines several other expressions. Batel mahu. Can he nullify the get simply by declaring the word void, as if he said batel hu, voiding the get henceforth? Or is this only a statement regarding its present state and therefore an invalid bittel? The Gemara responds, tekui, leaving the matter unresolved. The Gemara addresses several other expressions. Get ze lo yoyol, lo yater, lo yazim, Liyishlach, Beligarish, Yecheres, Yekecheres, Dvarv Kayaman. With all these terms, he's expressing his intention that the get should not divorce her in the future tense. And so the get is void. However, if he says, Eino moyel, eino matur, eino mazif, eino mishaleach, eino megarish, cheresu kecheresu, lo yemaklum. If he declares the get cannot divorce her, or any variation thereof, the get is still valid, because he's merely reporting on the get's current status, and this does not void the get. The Gemara asks, Harehu cheres mahu? Does the expression, behold, it is worthless, have a past or a future connotation? The Gemara responds by pointing out that Harehu hekdesh, Harehu hefker are common phrases which successively confer the status of hekdesh or hefker. Clearly, the expression is understood in the future tense. The Gemara now debates the status of the actual get, the written bill of divorce. Rav Nachman Omer, Chayzu Megarish Boy. Rav Sheshes Amar, Eina Chayzu Megarish Boy. After a shlichus is voided, it is a machlikus where the get can be used again at a future date. The Gemara establishes v'hilchas ha-kavosed Rav Nachman, Chayzer u'megarish boy. The halacha follows the opinion that the get may be used in the future and is not affected by his retraction. Although regarding kedushin, the halacha is omar le'isha hiskatchli b'moyis halolul achor lamed v'chazer b'batoich lamed batlu ha-kedushin. If a woman accepts a kedushin, which is set to take effect after 30 days, she may retract her agreement within that time. The Gemara differentiates hasam dibur v'diburhu, aser dibur mevatl dibur. The kedushin consisted of nothing more than her verbal agreement. Therefore, her subsequent spoken retraction is valid. However, regarding the get, nehid debatle l'shlichusei l'shliach gite gufei miko batl, his retraction only affects the shliach's role, whom he appointed verbally. However, the actual get, which is a tangible object, remains unaffected and may be used at a future date.